181. So we're talking about brachos. Yesterday we talked about person sees a cemetery, Jewish, not Jewish cemetery, and we ended up with the idea about these brachos that we're talking about kings and things like that. You basically make them only once every 30 days. If you're in the same situation, within 30 days, you don't make the bracha again. So we're discussing details of that. You see the same king within 30 days, so you don't make another bracha, but if it's a different king, you do make a bracha, and we were talking about things along those lines. So, Reish Chav Hei. Again, the halacha of brachas. Haro es chavero la'achar shloshim yom. If you saw a friend, we'll talk about what kind of friend, you saw a friend and you haven't seen him in 30 days. Mr. Burr explains this applies to a man or a woman. You know, you haven't seen your sister in 30 days, or your daughter in 30 days, right? So, Omer Shehachianu. So you make a bracha Shehachianu. The Acher Yud Beis Chodesh, but if you hadn't seen that person in a year, in 12 months, we'll discuss this. Mevarech, you make the bracha Machayim Esim. Bracha Tosham Elchayim Lacham, Machayim Esim. Now, here's the big caveat. The hu shechaviv alav harbe v'samech biroso. We're talking about you would only make these brachas either a shachianu or a machayim esim. If it's somebody you're really happy, right? You probably figure this out, right? The shachianu is over simcha shavalev, something that makes you very happy. So it's only if the person, seeing the person after such a long time makes you very, very happy. Now, as you know, I just came back from the bris of Dov, and the Moel, Rabbi Richman, interesting enough, was Avrami's Moel, and Chaim Shalom's Moel, and Ali Meir's Moel, believe it or not. So Rabbi Richman is a very good friend of mine from many years ago, from my yeshiva days. So when I walked into the bris, and I saw Rabbi Richman, he said, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech olam hachayim meisim. He made this bracha. He made it, he didn't say Hashem's name, he said Hashem Elokeinu, but he made the bracha, and then he gave me a hug. So that's the bracha. He hadn't seen me in, I don't remember how long, unfortunately, but it'd been a long time. He beat me to the bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah says, if you make this bracha Machayim Esim, you don't make a Shachianu. In other words, it's like bigger than a Shachianu. Now the question is, obviously, like, what's the idea of this bracha, right? What's the idea of this bracha? Very interesting idea. So the Mishnah Berurah says, because since you hadn't seen somebody, brings it down from the Marsha, excuse me, that every year, as we know, a person is judged on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, if they'll live or Chas Shalom they'll die. So when you see him, if you see this person after a year, so that means they've gone through a Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they went through the din, whether they'll live or Chas Shalom not. And therefore, you see now that the person lived, so they survived the din. They survived the judgment. So you make a bracha, machayim esim. So there's a whole discussion about you know, what happens if it's 12 months, but it's a leap year. So you haven't seen him in 12 months, but it hasn't gone through a Rosh Hashanah. So what's the halakha? So there's a tshuva about that. But Mishnah Berurah brings up another point, and you're probably wondering about this. And that is what happens if you got a letter from, no, okay, it's not letters. You got an email from the person. Oh, yeah, I haven't seen the person in a long time. You got an email, right? Or people told you, Baruch Hashem, he's doing okay. So then what? In other words, so usually, again, the classic halacha that we think of this bracha upon seeing somebody, you can ask me somebody who you're really happy to see. So, the idea is you haven't seen the person such long that you're so happy. If it's a month or 12 months, like a year, so obviously you're very happy. But how about if I know he was okay? Like you've been sending me emails or people send regards. So you know the person was okay. So then the question is, would you make a bracha in that case? So the Mishnah Berurah says there's different opinions amongst the Achronim. And therefore he says, Safek brachas lahakel. Again, since it's a shiloh, So you'd leave it. You wouldn't make the bracha. The Marsham and the Aruch HaShulchan say, the Aruch HaShulchan also leans to saying, even if you received emails and you received regards and things like that, you make a bracha with Hashem's name. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. It says you won't make the bracha. So again, usually what we do is like Rabbi Richman did, right? Rabbi Richman, he said he saw my name in the newspaper sometime, you know, so he knew Baruch Hashem I was okay, or else, you know. But you know, again, when you see somebody, I guess it's something different. That's the Marsham's point. And, that's not the same thing. But again, the Mishnah Berurah says you should say without Shem Malchus. Again, it's a very interesting idea. Shachianu or Machai Mason, if you haven't seen a person in a long time. Well, let's just do base. We'll get into Mishnah Berurah about it next week. Amishla Raz Chaveru Me'olam. You're friendly with someone, but you haven't seen him. You've never seen the person. In other words, be a pen pal, could be somebody you had a business relationship with. So again, the Machaber says that even though you got letters, you wouldn't make a bracha when you see him. We'll discuss this. The Rama says, "Yesh orim misha nasa beno bar mitzvah." Right? So there are some who say that when a son becomes bar mitzvah, yivarech, make a bracha. What's the bracha? Bracha to Hashem, Elokim Melchalam. As you all know, shepatrani me'oncho shel zeh, that absolve me from the punishment of this person. Okay, we'll talk about this in Meretz Hashem next time. And the Rama ends up with tov levark below shem malchus. You should make this bracha without Hashem's name. And you see that sometimes where we baruch shepatrani me'oncho shel zeh. We don't say bracha to Hashem Elokim Melchalam. We just say without Hashem's shem u'machus. So again, Meretz Hashem on Sunday, hopefully. We'll get into this a little more about brachos. Okay?